This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We're continuing our theme of God's abundant supply. Oh, aren't we thankful that we have a good God, a God who wants to provide for his people, and a God who even blesses those who don't serve him. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust, but he has given definite covenant promises to his people to provide for our needs and to abundantly supply our needs and provide for us. Today I'm going to talk about the opening of the windows of heaven. Back many years ago, I'm going to guess this was probably been 42, 43 years ago, back when Sue and I, in the early days of our marriage, we were living in Canada. Yes, God spoke many of these things to us in the early days of our life together. And I was reading a little book by Kenneth Hagin Sr. called The Authority of the Believer. And I don't remember much about the book except this experience I had. I don't remember the application, but he had quoted from Malachi chapter 3:10, where God promised to open the windows of heaven. And even though this has been over 40 years ago, I still remember how those words seemed to burn on the inside of me. The opening of the windows of heaven. And I can still remember when we went to bed that night and I was lying in bed. And that word in my spirit, in my heart, I will open for you the windows of heaven. It seemed as real as food on my stomach. And it was obvious God was saying something to me about his promise that he would open the windows of heaven. Wow. And so I awakened the next morning, and I had a ritual I was going through. Every morning I would spend a devotional time with the Lord. I would read the scripture, and I was reading through the Bible, and then I would have a time of fellowship and prayer in the presence of the Lord. Well, as I sat down and I was about to open my Bible over to where I had left off the morning before, this burning is coming back in my heart about the opening of the windows of heaven. And so I just laid my Bible down and let it fall open randomly, and I didn't even look at it. I'm just sitting there thinking about this and wondering what to do. Do I respond to this burning again in my heart about God said he would open for you the windows of heaven, or do I go ahead and just go through my religious routine and pick up where I left off reading the day before? And as I'm sitting there in the floor contemplating this, I look down at my Bible, and I did not know that there was any other place in the Bible that spoke of the opening of the windows of heaven. But when I looked down at my Bible, it had fallen open to 2 Kings chapter 7, and I saw the words, the opening of the windows of heaven. And I knew then, I need to forget about my little religious ritual, and I need to listen to what God is saying. And so then I begin to read the story there in 2 Kings 7 about the opening of the windows of heaven. And the story is, and let me share this with you because this is so very powerful, and what the opening of the windows of heaven came to mean to me through this experience and through this biblical story I'm going to share with you is the sudden, supernatural, miraculous provision from God. God's sudden, supernatural, miraculous, and abundant provision. That's how I would say it. God's sudden, supernatural, miraculous, abundant provision. You see, at this time of the story in 2 Kings 7, the city was surrounded by an enemy army. And I would have to go back and look and see exactly what city it is. It may have been a city of Samaria in the northern part of Israel, but they were surrounded by the Syrians, and the Syrians had cut off their food supply, and nobody could come in and go out, and there was this massive army. And so people were starving, and some people had even turned to cannibalism, and it was a terrible situation. And the, you know, people always look for a scapegoat in a time of tragedy, and so the king decided that he was going to blame the prophet Elisha, and decided he was going to behead Elisha. What good that would do, who knows? But as the officer that he sent and his entourage went over to see Elisha, when they got there, he spoke forth this amazing prophecy. He said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Now, this was unusually low prices. It's like somebody prophesied, you know, tomorrow we're going to be able to get gasoline at 35 cents a gallon, and you're going to be able to get milk at 75 cents a gallon. And, you know, this is the kind of prophecy this was. This massive army has them surrounded. There's nothing they can do. They've cut off their food supply. They're starving. And Elisha gives this incredible prophecy. And so verse 2 says, "And so an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, 'Look, if the Lord could make windows in heaven, could this thing be?'" Excuse me. So he used it in a negative sense. He said, "If the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this happen? If the Lord would make windows in heaven?" And Elisha said, "You'll see it, but you will not get to eat of it." Now God opened the windows of heaven for that city. What did he do? Well, God always, almost always, works through natural human means his wonders to perform. And there were three leprous men at the gate of the city. Because of this terrible contagious disease, they were not allowed. They were banned. They were quarantined. They were not allowed to associate with their family, friends, and other people. So they were outside the city gates, and they are starving. And so they sit sitting there, and they begin to reason. You know, if we sit here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, we're going to die with the rest of them. Why don't we go out to the enemy camp? The worst thing that can happen is we'll die, but we're going to die anyway. So why don't we go out to the enemy camp? And so they got out marching out towards the enemy camp. Now, the Bible doesn't say this happened, but it could be that could have happened, because God caused the Syrian army to hear a sound that sounded like a massive marching army. The ground was rumbling. It sounded like a massive army marching toward them. And they panicked. They said, "They have hired the Egyptians to come and deliver them." And I'd like to think that those three leprous men, they took that step of faith. They did their little part. And when we do our little part, God will do his big part. And they begin to walk. And I like to think that God amplified the sound of their steps of faith. And the Syrian army, they panicked and they ran for their lives. They just left everything, their tents, their money, the food and everything. And these three poor leprous men, they came there, they came to a tent, they found all kinds of food. They sat down and they ate. They had a sumptuous meal. They gathered up gold and silver and took it out and buried it. And then they thought, you know, it's not right for us to not let the people inside the city know what has happened. And so they went to the city gate and they called to the watchman on the wall and said, "Hey, we just went out to the enemy camp. There's nobody there. They've left everything." Well, the king's people, advisors said, "Oh," he said, "it's a trick. They're just trying to lure us out." But finally they went out and looked, and sure enough, it was so. And then there was so much food, there was so much good, so much gold and silver, that it happened like Elisha said. And the food was put up in a market at the gate of the city, and the crowds came rushing. And that man who had spoken negatively and said, "If the Lord could make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And Elisha had said, "You'll see it, but you will not get to partake of it." And so the king assigned him to be there at the gate of the city to kind of help controlled the crowds and the people as they came there to purchase and buy food. But there was such a rush of the crowds and the multitude for food that he was knocked to the ground. He was trampled and killed. And it came true what Elisha said, you will see it with your eyes, but you won't get to eat of it. Oh, my friends, stay away from from such a negative, scornful attitude of unbelief. Embrace God's word. Embrace his promises. As I'm sitting there in the floor that morning, and my heart is burning with this message, I will open to you the windows of heaven. And I've read this story and I could see, yeah, the windows of heaven, it is God's sudden, miraculous, abundant provision for his people. It's when God breaks through from heaven. You know, so much that we have in life is because of cause and effect. We work a week at a job and we get a check at the end. We do this and we get the results of it. But when God opens the windows of heaven, he breaks through and he does things, he provides, and he does things that has nothing to do with anything that we have done to cause it to happen. And so I pray today for somebody that God today will open to you the windows of heaven and give you a breakthrough, and suddenly, miraculously, and abundantly supply whatever your need may be. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Boy, this is the Awakening Podcast. I trust your faith is being stirred. Check out our website, eddiehyatt.com. eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a bookstore there. You'll find articles. You'll find a link to a blog, a link to a YouTube channel. You'll also find a link, a donate button, if you should feel in your heart, if God has blessed you and you would like to bless us and help us share the good news of God's word all over the world. I encourage you to go ahead and make a donation there. You'll see the donate button there on the homepage. If you prefer to give a donation through Zelle. Many people like to use Zelle today. Use my email address, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. It's also there on the website, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. And it will go directly into our ministry account at Bank of America. And so God bless you, and may you experience today God's abundant supply.